Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You have arrived. Welcome to the ASBY World. Here's where we talk about anything and everything ASD in an upbeat and informative way. And now, here's your man on the spectrum, your autism ambassador, Daniel Morgan Jones.
Philosophical autism and depression in females, right? Hey guys, welcome back to the ASBY World. My name is Dan, I have autism and ADHD, and I make weekly videos on this subject. It's my life's work, and I want to help as many people as possible. So if you're new around here and you want to join me on this journey and get really, like, just pumped, remember to hit the subscribe button down below and follow me on the other social media platforms I have available. Now guys, I wanted to do this video because I feel like there's many components. There's so many. I wanted to do this for a long time. Now, if you're new to me and you don't know, I do have an Autism Life Hacks PDF book for free that you can get from autismhacks.net, and you can go there right now and download the book. In terms of depression and girls on the autism spectrum, you know, for a long, long time, people didn't believe that girls on the autism spectrum existed because all the research, all the diagnostic kind of tools and criteria were all done for males. This stems back from, you know, 1942, where Hans Asperger and Leo Kanner were just looking at boys. And then they were like, there's this huge unrepresented kind of like mega deficit of females on the autism spectrum. We never got diagnosed. You know, I was interviewing somebody on my podcast a couple of years ago who was saying that their mother was diagnosed with autism when she was 72. It's times like that that you think, wow, you know, there's some differences here in how we kind of progress and move forward. So because of that, I feel like a lot of girls who do suffer from autism and mental health issues have a higher risk of actually having depression. Because if you have undiagnosed autism, then you are going to be forgotten about. You're not going to get the help. You're not going to get the support. You're not going to get the network that you need. And so depression will creep in because you're looking for help and answers that you don't even know the answer to yourself. And I think that is a big, big struggle. Now, the other thing that comes into this is that when you then find out that you are autistic and you're female, and then you hear about all the years that you were undiagnosed because they thought it was just males, that could cause depressional episodes as well. Now, depression is a mental health disorder, so there is help available for people with mental health issues. Now, we'll get into another reason why, you know, the challenges in diagnosis and other things like that. But if you are suffering from any mental health issues, including depression or anything like that, I highly recommend checking out talking to a therapist using the app BetterHelp. Now, BetterHelp is linked in the description down below. It is an online app where you can talk to a therapist through texting or phone or video. I've used it, and within 24 to 48 hours, they will match you up with somebody who's skilled in the area of whatever your needs are, if it's ADHD or mental health issues or whatever. You can check out the link down below. Super awesome. I think it's amazing, and it's a great access to people who don't like going out all the time to go see a therapist. Now, the challenges of the diagnosis stem from the fact that most of the training was done based on males. And a lot of the doctors, a lot of the practitioners, a lot of the pediatricians, people who you think would have your best interest at heart, which they do, they don't have the best training. And that training allowed for a deficit for girls to slip through the net, because camouflaging, or masking, as it's called in the autism community, is where girls will kind of have this pretense around them, like a character. They'll play a character for the times that they feel really out of their depth, maybe social situations or working or whatever. And until they'll camouflage, they'll put on this mask that they will just kind of be happy and bubbly and going along with those things, even though inside they're having a really difficult time understanding it and wanting to do it. Now, what comes from that is when they come home and they can be themselves, they just completely release all of that emotion and tension, and it's not good. And that release of emotion can then end up in depression, which is something really sad, because mental health services are probably at their max limit at the moment, thanks to things like COVID and stuff like that. But also, if you add in late diagnosis, it's just a whole thing. So my advice is to stay strong. Don't worry if you are suffering from, you know, depression and you're on the autism spectrum. There is help available. And I think that reaching out and talking to somebody is the best way forward. But I do know that there is a huge call for more support in this area. So if you want to leave your support in a comment down below, I think that'd be amazing. And we could all support each other. Okay, guys, I gotta go. Peace.
Hey guys, thank you so much for checking out this podcast. Make sure you are subscribed, because there are people listening right now who are not subscribed to this podcast. I can see you. Make sure you subscribe. Okay guys, see you in the next one. Peace.